Welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, August 9th, 2024, and we have a lineup of real estate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Copper Properties CTL Pass-Through Trust Files Quarterly Report for the period ended June 30, 2024. Copper Properties CTL Pass-Through Trust has filed its quarterly report for the period ended June 30, 2024. The trust will host a live conference call to discuss its financial and operating results. Additional information and filings with the SEC can be accessed on the trust's website. The trust was established to acquire retail properties and warehouse distribution centers from JCPenney. The trust's objective is to sell the properties to third-party purchasers. For more information, visit https://www.ctltrash. This news release contains forward-looking statements, and the trust cautions that actual results may differ due to various risks and uncertainties. Contact Jessica Cummins at +1-847-313-4755 or jcummins at hilkaglobal.com. Rashi releases comprehensive cost of living analysis for Singapore and Southeast Asia. Rashi has released a comprehensive cost of living analysis for Singapore and Southeast Asia, revealing Singapore as the most expensive country in the region with a cost of living index of 85.9. The report highlights rising property and rental costs, with average HDB flat prices at $532,768 and private houses at $2,833. Founder Mr. Nada notes the financial pressures faced by residents, but mentions that higher incomes and government support measures help offset these costs. The report offers regional comparisons to provide insights into cost variations across Southeast Asian countries, aiming to contextualize Singapore's economic position. Rashi, a Singapore-based fintech company, is dedicated to offering transparent, data-driven insights to help Singaporeans navigate the financial landscape.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.